A research company sponsored by a religious sect that claims humans were cloned by space travelers has announced the birth of a first cloned human, a baby girl named Eve. The parents and the baby were not present at the news conference in Florida. The scientific director of CloneAid, Brigitte Boisselier, says the world's first cloned baby was born on Thursday to a 30-year-old American woman. She says the 3-kilo baby girl, born by cesarean section, is a clone of her own mother, using the DNA of a skin cell. Ms. Boisselier presented no immediate proof of her claims, and other scientists have expressed doubt that her group could clone a human. She says DNA tests will confirm the announcement within the next week or so. Ms. Boisselier says the process used is similar to the method used by scientists in 1997 to clone a sheep in Scotland.
The technique that we have been using is very close to the one that has been described for Dolly, the sheep, but adapted to human cells.
The work of Ms. Boisselier's company, CloneAid, has been a focus of controversy since it was founded in 1997 by the Raelians, who believe life on Earth was created in laboratories by aliens from outer space. Ms. Boisselier teaches chemistry at a small college in New York State. The CloneAid executive says 4 more births are expected soon and that 10 couples were chosen for the experiment.
I had received 1,000 of requests. Among them, some were more insisting than others. So for the last 3 years, we have been talking with many of them. Some were ready to take risks, and because it was a risk. You know, we all understand that. And they became, in a sense, a scientific partner.
Ms. Boisselier says the birth of a second clone baby is due next week at an unnamed location in Europe. 3 more births, she says, are expected in January. Ms. Boisselier provides few details about the parents, except to say one couple from Asia and another from North America cloned cells from their dying children. She says a lesbian couple from Northern Europe and an infertile couple from Asia also participated in the experiment.
We had 10 implantations, and 5 of them during the first 3 weeks were terminated spontaneously. 5 others were successful and are still successful.
The scientific community has long denounced CloneAid's efforts. In response, Ms. Boisselier has named a trained physicist who is also a freelance journalist to supervise independent tests to verify that Eve is indeed genetically identical to the woman who gave birth to her. Lori Kassman, VOA News, Washington.